new, live and local, and every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. This is the show talking about what you want to know, what you need to know, and part of Woof Boom Radio's mission to use our voice to build our community. The all-new Delaware County Today, now on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Here's your host, Director of News Operations and lead morning anchor, Steve Lindell.
And good morning. Here's what people are talking about today. Primary day in Indiana. Pacers lost to the Knicks, and some are blaming the referees. Oh, boy. Weather, storms. Paul Poteet in just a second about that possibility. And we also have Vivek Ramaswamy, bottom of hour. Boy, we get all the good guests and the CEO of the Muncie Community Schools in just a second. Let's get to our weather first. That's something we really need to track closely, especially today and tonight. We have WMUN meteorologist Paul Poteet for that. Good morning.
Showers and some thunderstorms today. In the morning, it's going to be mainly showers. In the afternoon, thunderstorms will begin to develop, and the atmosphere is ripe, unfortunately, for all kinds of severe weather. There's a risk of large hail, damaging wind, and some strong tornadoes today. 77 will be the high. The likeliest time for the severe weather is between about 2 p.m. and 9 p.m. And then we'll clear after midnight. Low of 58. Tomorrow's daytime is fine, 81, mostly to partly sunny, but another round of showers and thunderstorms, again a severe risk for Wednesday evening and overnight, a low of 62. Thursday, partly to mostly cloudy with scattered showers and a high of 69. Nice on Friday, 62. There's a storm chance Saturday, dry Sunday, both days in the 60s.
Meteorologist Paul Poteet, we are looking at the wide scan of live radar right now. Illinois has got a lot of thunder and rain. That is what is coming our way. Nothing here just yet. Some spotty showers in areas of the central part of the state, but nothing like what we're looking off to the west. All right, now let's get our first guest of the morning in studio, Dr. Leanne Kwiatkowski, the leader of the Muncie Community Schools. I see you got the blue memo. Good job to you.
I always want to make sure I coordinate with you when I come into your studio, Steve.
When you see the photo that Emily took, folks, on the podcast later, you will see what I'm talking about.
It looks like we're going to go to a wedding together.
It really does. We're
matching.
We're matching, absolutely. Okay, let's get into some Muncie Community Schools items. Thanks for coming in this morning. You were just talking about the iLearn test, that testing completed, and how did all indications seem to say how it went?
Do you know it was the state's grand finale of tests at the end of the year with the iLearn for grades 3 through 8, and it went well this school year. We didn't have any technology difficulties. Students gave it their best effort. And so we're just proud of the effort that they gave.
And great job to the teachers, too. Now, we're coming close to the finish line, the end of the school year. The countdown is on.
The countdown is on. And I'm glad you talked, first of all, about teachers. Did you realize this is Teacher Appreciation Week?
Sure did.
And so I encourage anybody that's listening, if you have a teacher that was your favorite or your child has a teacher, just take a moment to share a note. That's a note would go a long way to help that teacher realize what type of impact they're having.
Mr. Peichel, Mr. Flesner, Sister Goretti, some
all
of the
right.
ones that are Mrs. Perzina, Mr. Furr. Mr. Furr was an English teacher in high school for the Radio Buddy. And Mr. Furr and I had an interesting relationship. Great teacher.
Well, I had a couple of years ago, I was going through my email, and there was an email from a student I had over 40 years ago who sent me a message. I was her first grade teacher, and I just couldn't believe that she tracked me down and that she remembered things that happened in the classroom. And that just touched me in such a way. And so I really encourage our listeners to reach out to their teachers.
Well, let's stay on the teacher subject here. Dr. Leanne Kwiatkowski is my guest. WMUN Delaware County today talking about the Muncie Community Schools. I understand you spoke to educators to be at the commencement, yes?
It was my first time speaking at a commencement. President Mearns asked if I would be the guest speaker for the Teachers College when they graduated on Saturday. What a wonderful event. Seeing everybody after working so hard. The families are so proud. The students are so proud. And it was a very special day.
Did you run into Stedman Graham? I mean, he was at the main ceremony.
Do
not
you
that
know,
one.
I did run into Stedman Graham.
Hey.
Yes, I was trying to have him decide that Oprah should invest in Muncie schools, but
or at least come to dinner or something. I mean, something.
Yeah, he has a great story and was really connected with students that day as well.
He was sitting in that chair Friday morning. We were very honored to have Mr. Graham in the studio here. WMUN, boy, it's a big speaking engagement slate. I guess the state of the Muncie Community Schools, you're the headliner for that.
Well, I would say we have quite a group that will be speaking that night. Governor Holcomb will be coming to the state of the schools Wednesday night. Reception begins at 6 o'clock at Southside Middle School, and the presentation is at 7. I heard you say there may be a little bit of rain on Wednesday night. Get out your umbrellas and come anyway, because we're really proud of the progress we've made, and we would like to share that with you. So we'll have Governor Holcomb, President Mearns, our very own Jim Williams, who's our board chair, and then we'll have different administrators and teachers and even a student speak that night.
Fantastic. And again, that is May the 8th.
May 8th, Wednesday.
All right, very good. Everybody's welcome to attend, and we'll have more information if you haven't seen it already on our news page, woofboomnews.com from WMUN. Dr. Leanne Kwiatkowski is my guest this morning. Next board meeting is this coming week. You'll meet first before the general session happens to discuss what sorts of things?
Yes, we're going to have a work session. During this last session, the General Assembly passed several laws, or the governor passed the laws, I guess, enacted them. And so because Muncie has special legislation, some of the laws might apply and some do not. So we will go through all of them. We'll look at what they say and we'll determine what type of policies we need and what we need to do to move forward with them.
Okay, very good. And then the regular meeting happens after that.
That, yes, it does.
Anything on that agenda from memory that you can recall is coming up?
Do you know, to be honest, between preparing for the Teachers College and getting ready for Wednesday, I haven't spent too much time yet on next Tuesday's board meeting.
That's fair. That's fair. Dr. Leanne Kwiatkowski in the swan song of the leadership role for the Muncie Community Schools this month and next month, and then that other guy takes over.
Yes. Do you know, I am so proud of Chuck Reynolds. For the last 5 years, he's served as our associate superintendent. So I've worked, you know, right next to him for 5 years, and I have never met anybody who cares so deeply for his community. He grew up here, and he feels that the schools did so much for him. He wants to give back to the schools. He connects so well with people. He's just genuinely a great guy. And I'll tell you, everywhere I go, when you talk about Teacher of the Year or favorite teachers, everybody will say, I had Mr. Reynolds, and he was my favorite teacher. Someone who's a great teacher, they go on to be a great administrator, and he's going to go on to be a great CEO.
Fantastic.
I'm excited for him.
Muncie Community Schools in good hands moving forward, and they've been in good hands under your leadership. We'll still see you. I assume we get one more of these visits before
we get one more, okay. But then I've put a lot of time and effort and care so much about Muncie Community Schools. And so you'll keep seeing me even after I'm no longer living in Muncie anymore.
Right. Dr. Leanne Kwiatkowski, my guest. Anything else you want to share with the community before we let you go?
Well, I just also want to thank all the community. Muncie Community Schools, if you come to the State of the Schools or you watch it televised, you are going to see that we have made significant progress, even though there's still work to be done. And so much of that is because of the way the community has wrapped their arms around our schools, and they've provided assistance either directly with students by providing mentorship or tutoring, or they've contributed financially to help us, or they've just kept us in their thoughts and prayers and been thinking about us. So I certainly appreciate the community.
Great words from Dr. K as we continue through the hour here on Delaware County Today on WMUN.
Think identity theft won't happen to you? Think again. There's a new victim every 3 seconds in the U.S., over 15 million this year alone, and many don't even know they're victims. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you could miss even when you monitor your credit. If your identity's stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year with My Name Clay as the promo code at LifeLock.com.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Doug. Being a spokesperson's easy, kid. Just say, customize and save with Liberty Mutual.
Customize and save with Liberty Bibberty.
That's not it.
Letter B Mutual.
Mm-mm.
Liberty Musical.
Nope.
Liberty, line.
It's two words. Liberty Mutual.
Got it. Don't not pay at libertymuttnoodle.com.
Wow. I guess I'll just do it.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com. That's a wrap.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Want to hear more? Replays uploaded daily on WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
8:18 Eastern Time, the first line of some storms and rain in Indiana, getting closer to Indianapolis Metro right now. Everything in that line is from about Indianapolis to Lafayette. That is moving to the northeast at a pretty slow pace. It is what is off to the farther west in Illinois that we are watching for bigger and more strong possibilities. Meteorologist Paul Poteet for WMUN told us earlier this hour that between 2 and 9 p.m. is the best window for likely strong to possibly severe thunderstorms, and some tornadoes are possible. We will watch that very closely here on WMUN. Paul Poteet breaks in as need be, and all of our stations in East Central Indiana, 6 formats, 1 mission. We use our voice to build and protect our community. That afternoon zone of time would be, for instance, when you would hear Gary Joseph, one of our newest staff members, on WLBC on the Drive Home show there across the hallway from where we are right now. There's also Zach Johnson and several others on our staff in various stations, frequencies, and formats that make sure you know what you need to know. Bottom of hour, about 10 minutes from now, we will reiterate the statement released from the city of Muncie with what has transpired that has led to someone being put on paid administrative leave. It is not detailed by any stretch. Investigation is ongoing, and we will tell you what we know at the bottom of hour. Our local news summary will air then, too, and you'll hear from Vivek Ramaswamy. Remember Vivek? Was running for president for some time, and now is advocating, I believe, still for former President Trump in the primary. By the way, when you go to the polls today in Indiana, you will see on the Republican primary ballot, if you grab that one, you will see President Trump and Nikki Haley, who is no longer in the race. However, ballots were produced in certain deadlines and so on and so forth. State laws are what they are. I'm too complicated for me to figure out. So she's on the ballot. Nikki Haley is, however, suspended her campaign quite some time ago. As far as Delaware County is concerned, it's kind of all about the Republicans. As you probably know, the primary is all about voting for whom will represent the R's, the D's, and in some cases the Libertarians. Governor race, I believe there is an L that will be in that one on the general election. Anyway, so when you go to the primary voting booth today with the new machines, I've not seen them myself. This is the first time they are being used in Delaware County. County Clerk Rick Spangler told us that some time ago, that you go to your regular polling place, you show your photo ID, and then you obviously announce your intention for which part of the ballot you're wishing to vote for. I would assume, I don't know this, but I would assume that not many people will show up in Delaware County to vote for the Democratic primary, because in Delaware County there are no opposed races. Now, that's just for Delaware County seats. There's obviously the various districts, the governor's race, and others, which you may have, and we hope you do, have some interest in that will compel you to get out and vote. Polls are open right now until 6 p.m. local time. And the way it works, as you probably know, if you are in line at your polling place and a clock says 6 p.m., you are allowed to go through the line and vote. If you are not in line by 6 p.m. sharp, then you're not allowed to enter the line. That's state law and just how it works. Here in Delaware County, the contested races for the Republican primary include James King and Sherry Riggin. They have primary challengers. Stephen Brand is hoping to unseat King in District 1. In District 2, the incumbent Sherry Riggin has an opponent, Troy Ingram. And then the Republican primary also finds seven candidates seeking nomination to three at-large seats on Delaware County Council. We will cover all of this tonight. Yeah, right here on WMUN News Radio from 7 o'clock until we have final results. We think the count might go quickly, but you just never know. We will also have coverage tonight here on WMUN News Radio from Network Indiana. Statewide, of course, focusing on the governor's race statewide, as well as the hotly contested 5th and 6th congressional districts. And those votes are obviously very important, too, to a lot of people. A lot of money has been spent, especially on the 5th congressional district, as we have reported on. I believe we had another updated story on that just yesterday. WMUN's Steve Lindell here later in the hour. Got a neat story towards the end of the hour about, well, the title I wrote down to myself is, What Can Brown Do for a Longtime Employee? It's a nice, sweet story. You'll hear Janice Dean talking about that towards the end of the hour. Coming next, we'll review our local news summary and specifically the lead story, another situation for the city of Muncie that is being dealt with quietly for now. Stand by for that next on WMUN.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Does your current trophy wife want a life insurance policy three times the size of your previous mistakes? Relax and call Big Lou at Term Provider. Big Lou says if you're in your 50s, even a bit porky, a $1 million term life policy should only cost about $200 to $300 per month. Call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He likes trophies too. For affordable life insurance, call 800-529-2856.
At University of Maryland Global Campus, we give our students credit. Credit for deciding while stuck in traffic to get a bachelor's degree. Credit for managing three kids, two dogs, and a full-time job to pursue an MBA. Students at UMGC can use prior learning or relevant experience to earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's, and graduate students can transfer up to 12 credits toward their master's. Apply now and save with no application fee. Flexible online and hybrid classes start May 15th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Texting enrolls you in a recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Being young with unlimited energy to burn ever since I turned 40. I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
All guys lose their edge when they turn 40. The body has less testosterone. That's why I take Nugenix Total T.
I've heard about Nugenix. That really works?
Since I started taking Nugenix, I'm lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. I feel more energized at work. It's even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try?
Yep, send a text. It's that easy.
Text STAY to 424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text STAY to 42424. That's STAY to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You go into your shower feeling... But as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at Walmart.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Live. Weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. with replays later, this is the Daily Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
As we are now in studio with Dr. McCreese, we're going to talk about, eye safety as the summer is getting ready to crank up. Talk about the great things that the practice does. And the last time I was there was for the eclipse glasses that you were so kind to give to the community. I got a little quick tour of the place. I still can't believe how big it is and how much you do there all the time, Dr. McCreese.
It is the work of 30-some plus years of being in Muncie and serving the community. And we're proud to have a practice that not only delivers the best eye surgery with state-of-the-art equipment, but also provides routine eye care. And we're basically provide everything you may need for your eyes, from the simplest eyeglasses to the most complicated surgery right on site.
Dr. McCreese is a sponsor of WMUN and Woof Boom Radio. We're very proud to have that association. And you do so many nice things for the community, not the least of which was your gift with respect to the eclipse and those protective glasses. I used mine. They worked flawlessly.
Yes.
And what an event that was. What's the kind of feedback you have received from the community about that effort that you all made?
It has been overwhelming. We provided, as you know, 60,000 pairs of glasses to the community to promote safety during the eclipse. And our goal was richly rewarded and fulfilled by being able to distribute, with the help of the fire departments and the school districts, 60,000 pairs of glasses. It was a monumental task that Julie Bandy, our director of advertising, was able to accomplish with the help of a lot of people here in Muncie. And the response of the community was overwhelming. We're very happy.
Dr. McCreese is our guest this morning on WMUN. As we start switching gears now into seasons, now we start thinking with respect to what you do for a living about summer eye care and protection. What are some of the tips that you might suggest to our listeners about how to keep safe and protect those very valuable assets that they have there in their eyes?
The first thing I want to talk about is allergies and dry eye. As you know, we're in full bloom season. Allergies are at their peak, and eye allergies are a very common issue, and very commonly confused with dry eye. We see a lot of patients who think that have allergies that actually have dry eye, and we see dry eye patients, and then vice versa. So it's important to have someone to look at you to determine exactly what the problem is if you're having eye irritation. And we do have a dry eye clinic exclusively dedicated to dry eye. The dry eye has become such a more commonly recognized entity in the last 10 years. Before that, nobody knew it actually really existed. Mm-hmm. We knew your eyes are dry, but now we know a lot of science behind the dry eye and how we can best help it.
Okay, very good. And if they want information on any or all of what we're talking about this morning, how best to reach out and get with you and your fine staff?
All they need to do is call our office, McCreese Vision Group, and ask for an appointment at the Dry Eye Clinic.
All right. And anything else they may have with respect to eye care, getting your eyes just checked, even if you think everything's okay, is a really good idea too, right?
Absolutely. We see every day people that are losing vision and have lost vision irreparably due to the fact they neglected to check. The fact that you don't know you have a problem doesn't mean you don't have a problem.
Right.
And we see people with terminal glaucoma and macular degeneration and diabetic retinopathy that had no idea they had all these things until they get seen.
How often should you be seen? Even if you don't think there's a problem, just general checkup, check in.
I think it's age-related a lot.
Okay.
For younger people, just a routine check to make sure everything is okay, if you don't need glasses, and then you can go for 10 years without an exam. But as an older individual, I would think a yearly check is really important, and things do change from year to year.
All right. Well, anything else you wanted to touch on this morning before we let you go, Dr. McCreese?
Yes, I wanted to bring up eye protection from the sun. As you know, summer is very sunny, thank God.
And, and we like that.
And we need sun protection. And make sure you don't buy dollar glasses from the dollar store and think that those will protect your eyes. You need to invest in a good pair of sunglasses if you are serious about your eye health. In addition to that, wearing sunglasses protects your eyelids and the sensitive skin around your eyes from developing skin cancer. we see so many eyelid skin cancers lately, and there certainly has been an uptick in how many we have seen. And of course, they're all treatable, but it's definitely a process and something you don't want to get into if you can help it.
And I assume you're the expert, but I assume as far as eyelid cancer that you mentioned there, that a proper pair of sunglasses is probably the best way to protect, because you can't very well put sunscreen on your eyelids. It might drip into your eyes and hurt you in that regard. Am I on target there?
Yes, for the most part. Okay. But at the on the other hand, there are sunscreens that are more gentle, and they're facial, and they're made for your face. And if you're careful not to blatantly put them in your eyes, you'd be okay.
Okay, very good. Again, tell folks where you are and how they might get in contact with you, Dr. McCreese.
We're McCreese Vision Group, 3300 West Purdue Avenue in Muncie, in Lindenbrook, just north of the campus.
And we are very proud to have you as a sponsor of our radio group and the great work that you do every day. And every time you talk to me, you talk about that incredible staff you have that surrounds
absolutely,
you.
Absolutely, absolutely. The best staff in the world.
Thanks very much for your time. Appreciate
you. Thank you for having
you.
Me.
Dr. McCreese, trying to keep our eyes safe, sound, and secure. More coming in a moment on WMUN.
Nearly 1 in 5 Indiana students miss over 3 weeks of school each year. I'm Dr. Katie Jenner, Indiana Secretary of Education, here to tell you why attendance matters. We know the positive impact an educator can make, which is only possible when students come to school. Students with poor attendance often suffer academically and may not graduate. Let's work together as educators, parents, and families to make sure our students are attending school to maximize their future opportunities.
Sponsored by the Indiana Department of Education and aired by this station.
Hello, this is Muncie Mayor Dan Ridenour. One of my best mayoral decisions was appointing Stephen Brand as a trustee to the Muncie Sanitary District. Under his leadership as board president, we have witnessed a significant turnaround. Responsible budgets have been passed, services are now more efficient, financial documents are available online, and employee morale is up. Stephen Brand is now running for Delaware County Commissioner. I enthusiastically support his campaign. Please make time to vote for Stephen Brand on May 7th. You will be glad you did.
I'm Stephen Brand, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Stephen Brand.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Convert your current recessed lighting with energy-saving LED downlights from Fight Electric. They're bright and install easily in just minutes. They also go from regular lighting to nightlight mode with just a simple flip of a switch. Save big on all Fight lighting products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, son, watch this. We would like the freshest pepperoni grinder and the biggest pizza you got.
The mammoth?
That's the one?
Dad, we can't eat all of that. I'm gonna save room for ice cream from the sweet shop.
Ah, the sweet shop.
Mancino's Pizza and Grinders. Just be yourself or bring the fun accents. That's okay, too. Mancino's Pizza and Grinders of Muncie on Bethel in front of Rural King.
Did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance? Yep, and that place is Jason May State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Jason May is your go-to agent in Muncie for the service you deserve at the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Jason May has you covered. Call 747-7100. For your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
Justin here from AirServe Heating and Cooling, your local Heil dealer. Now's the time to get your AC ready to run efficiently with our $59 guaranteed tune-up. We guarantee your air conditioner not to break down this summer, or we will credit your $59 towards any repair. Our schedule is filling up fast, so act now. Call AirServe Heating and Cooling at 747-1177 or online at airserve.com/Muncie. Heil, depend on us.
Listen to Delaware County Today on Alexa. Just enable the skill. Then say, Alexa, play WMUN. Now back to Steve Lindell.
We're on Weather Watch at WMUN. We're also on Primary Watch, Election Day today. The polls open till 6 p.m. We expect results right after 7 when we start our live coverage. I'll anchor it from the Axia Command Center. Top news story this morning broke yesterday when a release came from the office of the mayor of Muncie. Quoting now, on April 18th, the city received a report indicating possible irregularities in the application of the city's standard operating procedures and ethics guidelines. As a result, the next day, April 19th, the mayor authorized an independent investigation by the State Board of Accounts and the state police and placed one employee on administrative leave with pay. Again, that date chain there is April 18 and April 19. The statement does say that the leave with pay happened on April the 19th, though we just received this memo, this release yesterday from the city of Muncie Mayor Dan Ridenour. He continued, "The city is cooperating fully with the State Board of Accounts. The Muncie City Council was updated in an executive session on May 3rd, 4 days from today, in retrospect. The city," it quoting here again, "is unable to make any further comment pending the city's receipt of the investigation report." That's the close quote from the statement of the mayor of Muncie, Dan Ridenour. I wrote a note to Michelle Owen, the communications director for the city of Muncie, full well knowing they stated there they couldn't release anything further in the statement. I did ask, though, what was the name of the individual that is on paid administrative leave, and if they couldn't tell me that, could they tell me the department from which that person was put on administrative leave? They also refused to be able to do that, citing, quote, "the same privacy guidelines that they used when the State Board of Accounts investigated in October of 2022. Those the words from the communications director at the city of Muncie, Michelle Owen. So there we have that covered. When we know more, we'll tell you more. As you may know, in these kinds of situations, rumor, innuendo, and conjecture, thanks to the internet in large part, there's a lot of stuff floating and flying around. As far as we're concerned, we report the facts as they are released and verified. That, what I just shared with you, and those are the facts as of this moment in time, May the 7th, 8:42 in the morning. In a moment, you're going to hear Vivek Ramaswamy, but first, let's get our local news summary. These stories and more airing on all of our stations in East Central Indiana and now on WMUN. He doesn't want his job back, but does Congressman Greg Pence miss campaigning?
Going out and meeting the folks, that was always, you could call that campaigning, but that was the fun part of my job. And when I came home every weekend, I really didn't have to campaign much when the after my first term, when the election came up, because I got out so much. And that's what I think a representative should do.
Primary day is here. Polls open until 6 p.m. and the BMVs are open for any ID issues you might need help with. Primary results after 7 p.m. live on WMUN News Radio and Oldies 101 in Anderson, Madison County. Seven people were shot between Sunday night and Monday morning in Indianapolis.
Six of those people were shot in a span of 4 hours. One of them was killed. The man who was fatally shot was found in the downtown area of Indy along Illinois near West Morris. There were also two people who walked into two separate hospitals, one of them Community East. Two people were also grazed by bullets in separate shootings along New York Street. Then a man was found shot in the driveway of a home early this morning on the southeast side. Of all those shootings, only one person detained, say police. Kirk Darling, Network Indiana.
Storm spotters are often also ham radio operators.
It's good to have those people to actually, like you said, put eyes on something.
That's John Catino, Delaware County EMA. We also know that Jeff Dyer, his counterpart in Madison County, has spotters and ham radio operators too. Lots of changes around the city of Muncie. A new HR director announced last week on social media. Recently, a new leader at Muncie Animal Care and Services. No word given for those changes. also changes at Destination Muncie, formerly the Muncie Visitors Bureau. Also, no official word released on reasons for leadership changes there. There have also been rumors of changes at Prairie Creek leadership, but we're still waiting for official word on that, too.
The Madison County Sheriff's Department crash investigation team is continuing to investigate after a pedestrian was struck on State Road 13 in Fall Creek Drive near Pendleton on Sunday. They say it appears 53-year-old Philip Allen of Fortville intentionally walked into the path of a northbound Freightliner. The driver attempted to avoid the pedestrian, but he was struck by the passenger side of the semi-tractor. Allen was transported to IU Methodist in Indy and at last check is in critical condition. Brett Busby, WMUN Radio News.
Kurt Darling reports on what those running it are reminding you of.
First, to have some sort of photo ID.
People have a passport. People have their military ID. People, you know, we're issuing free IDs here. We still have time.
Indiana Secretary of State Diego Morales. He tells All Indiana Politics that they'll be working with Homeland Security as well to make sure that your ballot is counted accurately. Furthermore, he says early voting turnout is up throughout the state compared to last year. Kirk Darling, Network Indiana.
Polls are open till 6 p.m. Primary results expected after 7 p.m. on WMUN News Radio. I'll anchor that. And Oldies 101 in Anderson-Madison County, anchored by Mitch Hank there. More on a story we covered last week about the Department of Energy's meeting on their 2025 budget request and Congressman Greg Pence's sharp words for her.
Secretary Granholm, former governor of Michigan, I sure did, and I'm actually proud of the back and forth. I wasn't insulting, but, you know, I wanted to let her know that the people in Indiana don't really think that their plan of moving to electrification of everything, transportation, absolutely everything, is working. And I shared that with her aggressively.
From WMUN's Delaware County Today radio show yesterday morning, if you struggle with internet access, you're not alone.
The digital divide used to be broken down by whoever had access to broadband digital services and those who don't. Vice President for Engagement at Purdue University, Roberto Gallardo, says that's changed.
So now it's not only, hey, do you have home internet? No, I don't. You're on the wrong side of the divide. We're now looking at, I do have home internet, but it's very slow and it's unresponsive and it loses a lot of packets of information.
He says rural areas and minority groups continue to struggle with having high-speed internet while other areas of Indiana are further ahead. John Herbeck, Network Indiana.
Anderson, win some prizes and learn about your downtown.
A scavenger hunt is coming to Anderson soon, and cash isn't the only prize in store. Darla Salee, the organizer, says it also provides participants with a new insight into the developing downtown Anderson.
We will test their teamwork and their creativity. It's modeled a lot after the TV show, if you remember, called The Amazing Race.
Love Your City Scavenger Hunt, rain or shine, May 19th for teams of five. More details and registration at Eventbrite. The link is on our news webpage. Brett Busby, WLBC Radio News.
Starting today, we might see hail, strong winds, and tornadoes.
Expect a line of thunderstorms to move across the state with the chances of more severe weather predicted on Tuesday night.
The greatest threat looks to be mostly along and south of the I-70 corridor. Not that you couldn't get a tornado further north, but the southern part of Indiana looks to be the greatest threat.
That's Aaron Updike with the National Weather Service. He says forecasters are more confident that Wednesday's storms will be more severe. Ryan Hedrick, Network Indiana.
Polls are open in Indiana till 6 p.m. Primary results expected after 7 on WMUN News Radio. I'll anchor that coverage live, and Oldies 101 Mitch Hank has that for Anderson-Madison County tonight as well. Hoosiers casting their ballots in the May primary. Kurt Darling reports on what you need to know before getting in line.
It's a reminder every year. You need to present a photo ID when you head to your polling location.
But if they come saying, oh, I forgot my ID, we will get a provisional ballot, and we will take the appropriate process to make sure that their vote was counted.
Indiana Secretary of State Diego Morales, he tells All Indiana Politics that voter turnout is promising with early voting up compared to recent years. The polls open at 6 a.m. local time on Tuesday. Kirk Darling, Network Indiana.
I'm Peter Colleen. Westview Elementary School's Kelly Agnew named an Indiana University Armstrong Teacher Educator Award winner, one of only 12 recipients throughout the state. MuncieJournal.com reporting the fourth grade teacher will work with IU faculty and undergrads over the next year to help aspiring educators hone their skills. The idea is to prepare them for a classroom of their own.
More on a series of stories about Radio Patches.
We are connected to the church, to the Catholic Church here. In our diocese, we have 4 different languages, plus we have refugees from South Sudan and from Democratic Republic of Congo, large, large numbers of those in our area. So when we add their languages, we need really about 6 languages, including Juba Arabic.
Sherry Meyer, Indianapolis native and 30-year resident of Arua, Uganda, and leadership consultant. My trip there begins next week to foster learning the ways they do radio to better the way we do radio here to entertain and inform. The East Central Indiana Regional Planning District offers a free digital skills workshop on May 9th. Autumn Marshall leads it. The event takes place at Eastern Indiana Works at 2 p.m. And that's our local news summary. Those stories airing all over East Central Indiana on all of our radio stations from the Woof Boom Radio Group. Next up here, Indiana has several significant races in today's primary election, Donnie Burgess reports.
Yes, there's a presidential race, but for you, it's the decision for governor, Congress, and Senate that could mean more to your day-to-day life. It's a chance for the Republican Party to finally rebuild and put in real work on the ground, says former presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy.
We can often fall into the trap of thinking it's somebody else's problem to solve. Maybe I write a check and then I feel like I'm absolved of further responsibility. No, it doesn't work that way.
Ramaswamy tells WIBC's Hammer and Nigel he's backing candidates like Jameson Carrier and Jim Banks. Ramaswamy was in Hamilton County last week for the Lincoln Day dinner. Donnie Burgess, Network Indiana.
And WMUN News Radio watches the weather all the time, too. And we might have some weather today, tonight, the best chances on this May the 7th. Between 2 and 9 p.m., according to meteorologist for WMUN Paul Poteet. Then tomorrow, Wednesday, May 8th, the window is again in the afternoon and evening until about midnight for some more possible strong to severe storms. We will be on our weather toes. We may even have to break into our primary election coverage tonight for those results to be paused with respect to immediate information about storm safety and that breaking information. Last item, what can Brown do for this longtime employee?
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A community celebrating a UPS driver after 42 years of service in Missouri makes today's Dean's List. Ricky Woods is loved, and the neighbors in Sunset Hills wanted to make sure he knew that before he officially retired. The day before his last day delivering parcels, Ricky was overwhelmed with surprise and gratitude as he saw the streets lined with signs, balloons, cheering him on his daily route. He says he'll never forget the moment when he realized all the fuss was for him. Everyone says they were impacted by Ricky's kindness and willingness to do things for others, making sure deliveries were always on time, talking to kids about sports, and serving up treats to furry family members was something he always did. Ricky was also given a plaque that read, "In appreciation of your many years of dedicated service." Congratulations on your retirement, Ricky. You made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
And that'll do it for this morning's edition of Delaware County Today. Same time, same station tonight, beginning at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Results on the primary election. Polls remain open until 6 p.m. local time here in Indiana, and the local time even in other parts of the state of Indiana where your polling place may reside. Franklin, Indiana, listening. You need to click on earlier every day, Franklin. Thank you for listening on the Alexa device. Mama in Minnesota, hi. And, of course, Mike Rhodes, my beautiful wife, Nancy, and all the others listening on terrestrial radio and the streaming devices. I'll be back tonight, 7 o'clock, live for primary election coverage. My name is Steve Lindell, reporting for Emily Guffey, my producer in the Axia Command Center. Have a great rest of your day from WMUN.